What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, from the show, Coach Todd Simons has missed 2 years on the show. That's on me, but he's back now. 2 years too long, Coach. Good to see you, man. How you doing, brother?
We're having a great summer. We're really enjoying getting this new team up and going, and then getting ready for fall right around the corner.
And Coach, last time me and you talked about college basketball has changed a lot for the rev share, NIL, roster building. So for you jumping into it when you did something Utah to now, just talk about how you had to kind of adapt with the times with how things are right now in college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, the it's if you, rewound a little bit, the what the job entails now is completely different. You know, we're fundraisers, we're GMs. You're wearing a lot more hats on top of what we used to do. Now I look back now and say, what did I do with all my time, a few years ago, but it's good. It's just different challenges, You need much more, people invested partnerships into the program. I got to get, getting that excitement going around is very important now. And building the roster every year is a little different, but nothing that we're not used to. You know, I came from the prep school level for 7 years, and we had a new team every year, so it's nothing that I'm not used to.
Yeah, you know what, Coach? You know, I know some guys are different about it, and some feel different about how you only have these guys, some of them, 9 to 10 months. And trying to build a legitimate bond with a guy in 9 to 10 months, kind of like strangers kind of get coming together for a common cause. So talk about the team building aspect of it, the chemistry aspect of it, when you don't, you may have a guy only just said that was 9 or 10 months. And that's after that, he's gone to his next spot. You have to redo this, do this all over again and kind of try to keep the culture, but with new guys come cycle through all the time.
Yeah, it is. You have to be very intentional with it. From day one, we're getting guys to communicate to one another. We're doing little programs. You're doing outings. You're having meals. You're being very intentional of, getting 1 through 15 to know each other, to create a brotherhood. And you can't wait. You can't wait. You can't let it just happen organically over time or whatever. You're going to have to kind of force feed it a little bit, jumpstart it. And then once it gets in a healthy place, it's in a pretty good spot, but you gotta work at it.
And also with summer workouts, with you in the prep level, so you usually have a new team. So how do you kind of approach each summer? Is it based on the group you have, or do you always have a plan as we're gonna develop these, whether it be wings, guards, forwards, and just so talk about that piece of trying to figure out a summer workout plan when you have a new team virtually every year.
Yeah, we you know, we have a plan, right? We've got our whole 365 kind of mapped out, and we have phases of this thing. We teach in a whole part whole method. So we used our first 7 weeks to really kind of put the outline of everything in, right? So this is how we do, we're gonna always keep our culture, something that we work on every day and hold that line in our culture. And then two, now you're installing, this is what our offense is, our concepts, this is what we're doing defensively, our concepts, this is our technique. And then once they get a kind of a big picture here in the summer of like, okay, here's what the intensity is expected, here's what we're doing as a team, here's, I got to know my brothers a little bit, and here's what the system looks like. Now what we'll do when we bring them back in the fall, we'll drill down and get all the sharpen all the tools. Here's all the technique that we're doing. Let's get this more individual, and then put the pieces back together come official practice, and then away we go. So we try to be pretty detailed in how we do our system. But we also have a system that we've made sure that guys can learn in short order, not something that might take 8 months and then we lose the guys 2 months later. We don't want that. We want to be able to perfect something as quick as possible.
And coach, talk about this piece of it, getting these young men to relearn a different language, because what you call an ice or a double drag here maybe is different with you than it is their previous. So yeah, multiple guys saying, well, at my old place it was college. How do you kind of work on trying to retrain that brain and forget what you learned previous stops and apply your terminology and your system to what we're doing out there on the court?
Yeah, I mean, we started after the recruiting process. Here's everything on paper, here's everything on video. We'll text, text clips. We'll talk about what we're going to work on the next day, and so we want guys to see it and feel it, touch it over and over and over before we even rep it on the floor. And I feel like that's accelerated our learning process. And then we'd be very true to our language. We try to make sure that everyone's talking our language using our vocabulary, because it is unique. Our program's unique. We have a unique matchup zone. We have a unique offense. We played, a different tempo. We do some things that are just a little bit unique. We press and we do different things on baseline out of bounds and sideline out of bounds. We have a whole lot of things going on that we need it to be real efficient for us to get everything in a place that it's instinctual.
Coach, also, I just want to ask you about this. Getting a group to understand the little things, the intangible, the loose balls, 50-50 balls, especially the rebounding, close possession with a rebound. So, talk about getting guys to understand if you don't rebound, you don't win the rings, and getting everybody involved in the rebounding game, because that's a part of our possession game. And these games come down to these small margins, and every little play counts.
Yeah, and that's a big part of our culture. We believe the rebounding and toughness is part of our culture. We don't do a lot of rebounding drills, but every year we're a hallmark of our programs. We're top 50 in defensive rebound percentage, and it's not because we go out and hit each other 1,000 times in practice. It's if you don't go, or if you don't rebound, you're not going to fit in, and we're going to call it out. And the second time we're going to call it out, and the third time we're going to call it out, and the fourth time you're going to call it out, and then you're going to watch it on film, and then you're going to be held accountable for it when we grade out from the previous day's practice. And so there's just layers to that accountability. It's part of our culture, and that's how we've been successful at it.
And coach, talk about getting young men to be accountable and really learn from the film you watch with the coaches and on their own and apply it on the court. So talk about getting them to go from the film on the laptop, on the projector, and applying it actually on the court, then in games.
Yeah, no, I mean it is. It's a skill. It's a skill to be able to learn that way and be able to understand it. And then, the great players don't repeat mistakes. We have a saying, find a new mistake. I think that's something we try to be very intentional when we talk about you watch this on film from somebody else, though you don't repeat that same mistake. And I think it's just a little bit of a what you emphasize. You know, you get what you emphasize, and we try to be very our guys know that we try to play clean basketball. We're not going to beat ourselves.
100%, because especially when you get to Cleveland and at the Rocket Arena, you everything you do, free throw blockout, throwing the ball away, everything is so amplified, and you want to play clean. So talk about getting young men to make right decisions with the basketball, make the right read, and understand when to get off the ball, when to you know, take a closeout. So talk about getting guys to really know the right play based on what the defense is doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're trying to teach guys how to play, not just a bunch of plays, you know, and that involves being able to read, you know, the basketball literacy. You got to be able to read the floor, right? And, you know, some guys, you know, they want to drive in the traffic or drive where the ball came from or you know, not talk out there. So, you know, those are some of the things that you say, hey, I want guys to leave – you know, Bowling Green, be able to step on any court and people say, yeah, that guy knows how to play. And, you know, does it work all the time? No, but the guys that get on the floor a lot of times are the ones that kind of embrace playing a 5-on-5 game.
No doubt. And Coach, I'm asking this, man, getting guys to understand about their bodies and strength, recovery, working out, the right fuel, getting sleep, that prehab and rehab. Talk about getting these young men in the summertime really understand you play a long season from November, hopefully through March, and into the NCAA tournament. And you have to really be conditioning your body now. So talk about learning about eating and strength and really making the body last and to kind of avoid those little knick-knack injuries that stay with you all year long.
Yeah, we've got a phenomenal trainer, you know, and he's got a whole series that he does leading up to every practice, you know, and then we get him on the court, get him warmed up, you do your thing. We've got a great strength conditioning program. We have a nutritionist, you know, so we're trying to be a whole thing. You know, we're doing recovery. You know, we treat our guys really well. I mean, every one of our guys gets a set of Normatec boots to take home, like you're expected to use them. We've got hot tub, cold tubs, and we do yoga and all kinds of different things that we really invest in this area of preventative maintenance and also recovery. And does it always work? Not always, not with those physicals we play. I mean, part of our hallmark is we're going to be physical. And that's going to lead to some contact injuries. But what we want to avoid is the soft tissue injuries. We want to avoid the those type of things.
You know, 100% of those things just, whew, man, I can remember some of them I had. It just linger and lag and linger and lag. And you just don't know, because I'll tell them, one of my colleagues with the Braves, I said, look, because their best player has been out with a hamstring and a groin. I'm like, you may feel good, but you make that joke that you haven't been doing, it may grab again. So it's better to take a little more time with soft tissue, because you might feel good, but you're not really going full out. And when you go full out, it may grab points. So you may want to take time stripping that muscle around and really let it recover before you cause a worse pull or tear. I'll talk to you guys about this.
That's you're exactly right. You know, and once you get down that road, it's hard to get off of it. You know, it stays you're on. You got to get off that path. So yeah, that conditioning is important, and the ramp up's important too. We try to, you know, get our guys ready, and the great ones understand that nutrition and conditioning is a 12-month deal. It's not just the time we have with them, and you try to emphasize that.
And Coach, I'm asking this, man, in this whole world of rev share and NIL, teaching these guys about financial literacy is very important now. So talk about that piece, getting these guys to realize they're 1099 and they get taxed on this money that they're getting. And then you got to really make it want to last. It kind of be your starter money and not something you go blow, just go blow some clothes at the mall or buy you a nice watch. So talk about getting guys to realize the value of money now and how this money can help start their lives for you many years to come. And this is an opportunity of a lifetime to really give yourself a chance not to be in debt in your 30s or in your 40s.
Yeah, no, I think you just try to educate, you know, whether it be one-on-one conversations with guys, we try to educate on the front end when they, when they're signing these contracts. We try to, you know, and we try to bring in some speakers, some life skills, presentations. We bring in former players to come talk about, you know, hey, this is what I went through, and you just try to do the best you can with the information and give them some tools to make better choices. You know, ultimately you can't hold their hand, but you can get them in, and you try to educate their circle a little bit, you know, mom and dad, hey, this is a good idea if you do this. And, you know, here's some tips and pointers on how to stretch this and make this a foundational tool to buy yourself some freedom later in life, as opposed to, you know, something that's just going to get you a quick hit of excitement right now. And, you know, so you just try to do the best you can with educating.
Coach, I'm asking this about the MAC, man. I know it was a big debate about Miami of Ohio last year, maybe not getting in as well after all those wins they had. And talk about just getting the MAC to a point where you all get more than one bid again, because it's a tough league. You all play a great schedule. You have the Sun Belt Challenge you all do as well. So talk about as a league how you try all trying to figure out ways to get the right net rating to get multiple bids from the MAC now, because it's such a competitive league. It's just too good to be a 1B league most of the year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to have two bids last year was incredible. And but like you said, it's been such a long time since the last time it was. And it's really hard. It's really, really hard. And it took a unbelievable run by Miami, Ohio to create that at large. And you know, I don't think that's necessarily the model, but I think hopefully there's some lessons in what it takes, you know, and with the new deal with the net ranking, you got to play home games. And the fact of the matter is you need to play home games. You need to play neutral site games. You need to stay off the road as much as possible. You've got to, you know, you got to win with margin, you know, and you know, you can't be getting bought, you know, as a league. Like we've got to be, if we're seriously trying to become a multiple bid league, we can't be, you know, we won a bye game last year at Kansas State, but the win percentage of bye games, I believe, was around 4.9%. You know, so if you're winning one out of every 20 of these bye games, you're going to get a whole lot of losses across the league. And so it just requires a little bit of an investment, I think, structurally with how you schedule. And then obviously getting good players. The coaching in the league is phenomenal. It's a phenomenally coached league. But getting better players and putting them in the best position to pile up wins is the formula.
Coach, let me ask you about this new 5-5 rule. I don't know much about it. Could you explain about what will it affect, like, your roster going forward, and how teams are built now knowing the kids have now five to play five now?
Yeah, essentially, that's exactly what it is. You know, you're as soon as your clock's up in high school and you graduate or hit 19, you have 5 years to play five seasons, and there's no more waivers, there's no more injury exceptions, there's no more this or that. You know, what you hope is, you know, some guys will take a breather and develop for a little bit. You know, I think we got into, you know, a world where so much transferring that guys were stunting their growth, because some guys don't learn that fast and some are trying to learn four systems in 4 years and never really get to play instinctual basketball. They always are stuck in that learning mode and thinking mode. What you hope it does, it keeps guys thinking, well, hey, maybe I can sit and perfect the system for a couple years and get myself in a really good place and not put all this pressure to jump around. And then, you know, when the time is right, be more, a little more calculated with it. So I do like the 5-5, and I do think, you know, hopefully it stabilizes the rosters a little bit.
Coach, I got two questions for you from my interns here. So one of them is, what they want to ask you, Coach, what part of your job you enjoy the most that does not have to do with basketball?
Yeah, you know, basketball's become such a smaller part of it, but so that's like the cherry on top. But, you know, I like the I like getting out and knowing people. Like, you know, I like having lunch and dinner with donors and boosters and hanging out in the community and getting those students on campus and all that sort of stuff. You know, I could talk to a wall. So, you know, I enjoy that part, getting to know people.
And the last one that they have for you, Coach, says, Coach Simon, if you were not a head coach in basketball, what would your career path be?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Maybe run a nonprofit, something of that nature, something of substance, trying to help some people. And I think it would be probably something in that world where, maybe helping some kids or doing something of that nature and trying to make a little difference that way.
Well, Coach, I'm gonna tell you what, brother. It's good having the show again. It's been 2 years too long. That's old me, and I'm sorry. It won't be two more years, man. We got to do this more often for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate you having me, and no, it's always a pleasure to have a good chat with you.
Hey, same here, brother. Hey, hope to talk to you in March, man. We go to the big dance.
That's it. That's it. Let's do it.
Yes, indeed. Thank you always, Coach.
All right, my friend. You have a great day.
You too.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker. .com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.